I'd like to welcome all of you back to Ohio Exopolitics. I'm your host, Mark Snyder. It is 4:30 p.m. Eastern. Actually, a little later than that, 4:32 p.m. Eastern. I didn't think I was recording at first. I had to take a couple minutes to make sure I was actually recording. And it's the 14th of July, 2020. Beautiful day here. It is sunny and quite warm. And it just beats the heck out of winter. I'm so thankful every day when the days are like this, even though they're hot, I'll take this any day of the week. I'm picking up in Contact Report 238 again. We talked about Pearl Harbor last time we got together. Now there's an interesting section on the condition of Semyasi. And as you know, probably, in the 1970s, Billy would get telepathic messages when he was living. I think it was in Schmidt-Rudy still. And he would drive his moped out to a specific location. And then a beam ship would land and a woman would get out. And her name was Semyase. So Billy met with Semyase for about 7 or 8 years in the middle 70s. It's his most well-known contact. However, it has kind of a little bit of a sad ending to their contacts, because one time Semyase actually, I don't know if she beamed in or how she got into the center in Switzerland, as they call it. It's called the Semyase Silver Star Center now. And Billy and Semyase were speaking, and then a fellow named Jacobus came in accidentally, didn't do it on purpose, and she fell and she hit her head and she was very damaged, and she was automatically beamed back to her ship, and she suffered a lot of brain damage from this fall. So this particular contact is Billy and Patah. Patah, of course, is in command of the mothership. And Semyase is his daughter. So they, Billy and Patah were discussing Ta, I guess you would say, discussing her condition. So Billy says, "I thought this myself. However, how is she now?" Ta says, "Her condition is still not such that she can return to her tasks again. It will probably take a few months before she is healthy again." Billy says, "Really tender, the child, however. How is Semyase and all of the others, and how was your one-year holiday in the Tao universe?" So the Tao universe, again, is our twister, our sister universe. It's a twin universe. It was created at the same time as our Dern universe, and that is 46 trillion years ago. So that's the quick version. But let's pick back up with Patah. "My daughter is completely healthy again, but nevertheless, she will remain for the next 6 decades in the Tao universe, and she will newly learn all of her knowledge and abilities, where her friend Asket is very helpful to her. All of the others who you address with your question, they all are happy without any matters by which they could be burdened. Regarding my person and my holiday, this is not entirely such as you assume. On my part, I had quite a great deal to do in the Tao universe, whereupon my holidays were very limited. Also, we occupied ourselves over there in the sister universe with terrestrial interests, like, for example, further investigations regarding the AIDS immunity weakening sickness, which brought some new discoveries to us, which we have immediately sent in impulse way to the terrestrial researchers who occupy themselves with the same interests so that they can gain new discoveries." So again, the Pleiaran impulse people, particularly our scientists, these are kind of mental signals, and they're direction the person that's getting impulse doesn't know they are, but they end up finding things and learning things that they may not have otherwise discovered. So the player and do this from time to time to kind of help us out. We will do the same when we are able to find the effective active agents against this evil scourge. Billy says, "Do you mean by this that you, in an impulse-like way, will transmit your discoveries and research results, etc., to terrestrial scientists when you gain new discoveries and achieve new results?" Ptah says, "That is the meaning of my words, yes, Billy. Of course, however, it will certainly be done so in regard to the impulse transmissions, that the concerning scientists will notice this, and the assumption will be that they have reached and worked out the results themselves." Toss says, "Certainly, that is the usual way." Billy says, "Good. So far, this is clear. However, now tell me what you have gained as new discoveries and have transmitted to the Earth scientists." Toss says, "You, of course, know that Quetzal." Quetzal used to be a commander of a base in our solar system. Quetzal is the first one among us who has occupied himself with the AIDS epidemic and found out that the transference occurrence of the sickness from human to human is passed on the same way as is the case with syphilis, that is, through sexual contact. Billy says, "I remember what he said regarding this, it is a matter of virus sickness when pathogens live in the blood as parasites and destroy the immune system. However, I still remember also that Quetzal explained at the time that the AIDS sickness spreads not only through direct sexual contact or through direct blood transference and spreads out in sickness. In a sickness way, but also through kisses, because the pathogen is found in blood, saliva, and in bleeding mucous membranes. However, up to today, this is denied by our extra clever Earth scientists. This is a disturbing thing, especially in light of the COVID-19. Actually, I wanted to speak about these facts because they do not allow us to find peace. For this reason, we very intensively occupy ourselves with them until we can prove through our research that the epidemic actually can be transmitted through bloody kisses. It's kind of disgusting. Like already Quetzal at the time explained this, and we transmitted the impulses of our discoveries to important researchers on the Earth. You occupied themselves with this problem, after which these then undertook the corresponding attempts and arrived to the predetermined results, which probably in the month of June this year will become known to the wide public. I don't know if that ever became public. I guess it is to a certain degree. Billy says, "This indeed, then indeed it continues again a step further. But I am not able to neglect to thank you for all of your endeavors and discoveries which you have transmitted through impulses to our scientists. If I may be so megalomaniacal, then I would like to thank you in the name of all the terrestrial humanity, because your discoveries will certainly produce something for the better, and also help for better protection against the sickness and to control it. If the Earth bastards are only great enough to accept these discoveries and to work out the results from them." Ta says, "Our action is our duty." "Very well," Billy says, "but tell me whether you can deal with future events on the Earth during the long absence, and whether you're able to provide me with some information about them now. I'm also looking forward to your reply on China, of which you have explained to me en passant quite a few things about what is happening in relation to the death penalty and organ transplants. Have you reached a definite clarity about this?" Well, this is kind of interesting that we've kind of stumbled over something on China or about China in light of COVID-19 again. I think this has more to do with transplants of organs and things like that. So I'll read a little bit of it and then we'll move on. Of course, this clarity is given, but it is not based on my own clarifications, nor on the concerns about future events on Earth. In this regard, there were other forces at work who were concerned about these things, which does not mean, however, that I could not give you information because of this. So here then, the events surrounding organ transplants from person to person in China are actually based on the information I gave you more than a year ago. In China, organ recipients are beneficiaries of death row inmates who are executed. And you know what comes to mind is our thoughts get stored in our skeleton, in our clothes, in our organs, in the furniture around our house, even in the trees outside. This is this energy, this fine fluidal energy that comes out of our brains. So whenever you get an organ and you're going to get a transplant, you're going to get a whole bunch of thoughts that are just kind of energized in that organ. And it can very negatively affect you. I mean, if you are, say, getting a heart transplant from a person who is a murderer, you might start thinking homicidal thoughts as well. So it's just something to consider. People are sentenced to death and executed for trifles, such as stealing a bicycle and the like, as well as for serious crimes. The judges and jurors who pass sentence are so corrupt and criminal that they only sentence people to death and execution in order to obtain free and healthy organs. So I guess the judges in China are getting kickbacks. Oh my God, unbelievable. This matter behaves in such a way that the court and the judgment rulers receive information from doctors and hospitals about the organs, human organs, which are needed for transplant, according to which the court rulers and judges condemn people to death and execution in order to obtain the required organs. Oh, that just sounds like China, doesn't it? Oh my goodness. And I think our country is under attack now from the Chinese communists. It's not conventional warfare yet, but it's unconventional. It's through the coronavirus, it's through economics. They bought off people in our government, and I would say most of all the people on the left, Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, etc., all the people, Adam Schiff and all those people, I believe they've been bought off by the Chinese and they're trying to destroy this country. But that's a bit of another topic. So let's continue. In this way, the judges and the like of the Chinese type can also predict the time of transplantation, which will be communicated to the organ recipients by the doctors, whereby this time is, of course, always the time of execution of the person sentenced to death, of course, at an exactly predetermined time. So they plan on executing a person at a given time, and then they set everything up to get the organs at that time too. It's so corrupt. It's just so corrupt. Oh, it's horrible. The poor people. I mean, living under that corruption. And we're just a little bit better. Not a whole lot. But I think China is the worst, or one of the worst. Billy, then word for word, the truth is what you told me back then. That is so. Billy says the criminal judges and other court henchmen in China actually sell organs of living people. Oh man, that's a whole nother issue. Who then sentence them to death and execute them at the appropriate time. So the people are alive. Suddenly they get a death sentence for stealing a bicycle. Next thing that happens is out come their organs. I tell you, it's just what is going on in this world. Ptah says, this is the fact. However, not only the judges and other court rulers do the big business with it, but also the policemen and the prison wardens, but also the executioners who execute the sentence to death in such a way that the organs needed and sold are not injured. This is so sad. It must also be said that the executed are robbed of all useful organs and thus serve practically as a human spare parts store. A few years ago, I wrote a letter in disguise to the Chinese embassy and the Chinese government denouncing the messes and inhumanities that exist in China with regard to the death penalty. However, I have not received an answer to the question to date, probably because the pig guys at the helm do not consider it necessary. You know, things like this can really overwhelm you if you just think about it a little bit too much. So let's not let it overwhelm us. I know this, but to my knowledge, you did not expect that you would receive an answer to your accusations from this inhuman group of criminals. It's good that they're calling these Chinese communists the inhuman group of criminals. Not necessarily the Chinese people, but certainly good portions of their government. But now listen further, for I would like to explain to you something about the future of the earth, or what will happen on the earth. So it follows already next Monday, May 21st, that an old friend of yours will be murdered by a bomb attack. Now this is interesting because this is very specific, and this is an old contact, of course. So I would be interested to know. Billy, you make me happy again, and as usual, you can't do anything about it. But who will it be this time? Ta says, you also knew his mother and her father, so Indira Gandhi and Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru, for whom you worked in India in a different, difficult and dangerous mission, as well as for the then President, Dr. Radhakrishnan. Billy, oh, you're talking about Rajiv, of course. I know him, but I don't want to call him a friend because rather he was only a good acquaintance of mine. And this only because I came into contact with him through Indira, his mother, who meant a lot to me, as you know, as well as her father, Pandit, who was really a good friend to me. So Rajiv is murdered. I am very sorry to hear about that. But who is to blame? The bomb will be a body bomb laced around a woman's body, exploded by her at the appropriate moment. With many pieces of metal, it is then a fragmentation bomb. But not only tears the murderess apart beyond recognition, but it also kills Rajiv Gandhi and some bystanders. As usual, nothing more than primitive murderous machinations that testify to the incredibly low and dirty value of those who work out and order such murderous actions or carry them out. The dirtiest human scum. That was Billy. And Ta says, your words correspond exactly to what we think about them. But now listen further to what I have to report. Regarding the explanation of the immunodeficiency disease, AIDS, it is still necessary to point out that also some few animal species can be affected by this epidemic and are able to transfer these to humans. Some of this fact has already been impulsively passed on by us to leading earthly scientists, through which they will come to know knowledge. So maybe that's a good place to kind of stop and step back a little bit and try to look at the big picture. Billy Meyer is in his middle 80s. He lives in a place they call Hinterschmidt-Rudi, which is about 35 kilometers east of Zurich. He's written some fantastic books like Might of Thoughts, Mach der Gedanken, which I've spent probably the majority of my time on. And what's so interesting about all of his books is they talk about these creational natural laws, which can help us if we follow them, if we know how to follow them. One is called the law of harmony, and it deals with thinking in a neutral, positive, equalized, balanced way. And when we think that way, it tends to go well for us. It will tend to make everything go well in your life if you're neutral, positive in your thinking. That means you could say, like, if I'm a neutral, positive person, I would want to say, I'm confident, I'm optimistic, I'm relaxed, I'm cheerful, I'm enthusiastic, I'm the master of my own destiny, the forger of my fortune, the creator of my own good luck. I do not allow my thoughts to drift on the ocean of life. I steer my thoughts like a captain steers his ship. I nurture my thoughts, I clarify my thoughts. It is the nature of the thoughts that by their might alone, any conceivable thing can be brought to fruition. Any conceivable thing. Now, those were pretty much all positive thoughts. Now let's add a negative to balance. But I know life brings some difficult circumstances at times that I will prepare myself for. So that's the negative inclusion that helps you maintain the neutral, positive, equalized point of view. Now, most people, including yours truly, have some issues with negative thoughts. They tend to run wild in our thinking like weeds, and they can cause a lot of problems. So the thing to do is to stop those negative thoughts once they start, and think of like a wish dream. Your dogs, your cats, your spouse, family, a beautiful outside warm day with you're walking in a forest. These kinds of things help steer your mind away from the negative thoughts. There's something that happens with negative thoughts. They rotate and they repeat themselves. Now, any thought that establishes itself in your consciousness is going to have a strong effect. And when a negative thought establishes itself in your consciousness, you want to really not nurture that negative thought. You want to nurture and strengthen the positive, healthy, neutral, positive thoughts. Because the negative thoughts can really do great damage to your psyche. That affects your health negatively. It affects the health of other people. Did you know your thoughts are so powerful that you can really affect the health of other people's in a negative or a positive way? The thoughts are incredibly powerful. It's mostly learning how to use them. And there are other creational natural laws like striving, being willing to work, being willing to put an effort and put your time in, and it can be studying the Meyer material. Striving can be walking your dogs, taking care of your cats, cleaning out your garage, cleaning up your closet, working out, playing a musical instrument, trying to do an even better job at your day job, expanding yourself. So maybe you have a second part-time job. Whatever sense of striving that you have, the creation, the universal consciousness is so dedicated to the striving down to the atomic building blocks are working to strive. Now, the other thing that I've just really tried to start to embrace is called the system in order, and that's to do things at an exact time. Now, there's an art to this, and you've got a schedule and you want to do things at an exact time, but you know how life throws little problems here, little problems there, and you have to address them sometimes. So that can interrupt your schedule. So you have to make some decisions, but system and order is very, very helpful. It creates a synergy in your life, and I recommend trying to adopt the system and order. I think it's part of the spiritual teachings of the Geistes Lehre, and I know it pretty much only by some information on my website, which I got from the Future of Mankind site. And if you haven't been there, you should go to www.futureofmankind.co.uk, and you can Google Billy Meyer, Future of Mankind, or Google Billy Meyer Wiki, and then you can go find Contact Report 238, which is what I spent a lot of time on today. Has some really interesting stuff. Another good book for you to get is The Talmud of Emmanuel by Judas Iscariot. This will blow your mind. A different look on the story of the person that we erroneously call Jesus. The Way to Live, Die Art zu Lieben. That's a great book that has a lot of good information. And also some information about striving. The human being works in order to become one with life in the consciousness and to keep in step, as well as to form the life and to have his or her livelihood and everything necessary. Being idle means to veer off the course of life and to be estranged from all its dignity, to neglect the advancement into the endless, and to not understand the sense of the existence. So, Billy does not speak highly if you're going to be idle. He's kind of basically telling us that if you're going to be idle, then you're going to lose your sense of life, and it really leads to misery. You know, we think that the true fun in life is kicking back and taking it easy, and there's some space for that in your life, but really, the life is about the striving and the neutral positive thinking and the system and order and these creational natural laws that allow us to live a healthy life. Now, of course, the biggest challenge right now is the violation of the overpopulation. And the overpopulation, now we're in a state where in 70 years, the entire population of the world doubles, which is astonishing beyond belief. We'll go from 8 billion to 16 billion to 32 billion by 2160, I think it is. Which, of course, I don't even think, I mean, we'll be in devastation before then. But anyway, thanks for listening, and thanks for everyone that's been paying attention to these shows. It gives me hope for us. Let's hang in there. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a great day. Thank you. Bye-bye.